All right, so tonight and tomorrow night, it's early in the college basketball season, and you see matchups like this all the time.
Yeah.
But tonight, Stoney, your alma mater, American.
The American University Eagles, baby.
Are they traveling to Chapel Hill?
They're traveling to the Dean Dome.
To take on North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night,
Oakland University travels to Fog
Allen. Grizzlies are taking on Kansas.
The number one team in the nation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who beat Michigan State the other night.
That they did.
Mm-hmm.
So you were asking this, you and Kang were kind of kicking this around this morning, about the mentality of the fan who goes to a small school or went to a small school is a fan of a small school. And when we say small school, like Oakland U would fit the bill
yes.
there.
As would American.
I would think even like, you know, that the MAC schools would fit in there. American University mm-hmm. fits that bill too. You know, being a fan of those schools when they take on the big boys, how do you feel as a fan? Do you get up for this or are you like just doom and gloom and like, I can't believe we're scheduling this game. We're just going to be fodder. It's not even going to be a challenge here. Like what's the point other than a payday
well,
for the university?
The payday is the point for the university. For the fan, you know, you sit and hope for the miracle, the unlikely, the craziness. I mean, my team is 24.5-point dogs, and if I was betting them, I'd probably bet North Carolina, but I won't bet the game. But for me as a fan, it's just, oh, my God, they're playing North Carolina. That means on SportsCenter or whatever, I'm going to see American some highlights. Chances are guys are going to be dunking on them. I don't care. I think it's just great for the school to get some sort of exposure. I mean, we're 1-2. I mean, we lost to LaSalle and Siena, but we beat Tommy Amaker and Harvard at home. So we're not completely horrible.
You feel proud about the win over Harvard? Hey, okay.
Harvard's usually pretty good. The Ivy League. Anyway, but that said, I'm looking for the exposure as a fan. I know they have no chance. It's not like, you know, sometimes every once in a while you have some of these, you know, good teams, these schools, small schools that really have good teams and programs. Mine is not one of them. So,
yeah. And for myself, I mean, I went to Central Michigan my freshman year in college and I have no affinity towards Central as a sports, as an athletic program.
Dude, you're an alum, right?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, you went there.
I went there for 1 year. I was not graduated from Central Michigan. I was graduated from Michigan State. But I don't dislike Central, their athletic program, but I don't necessarily sit there and root for them and say fire up chips either. You know, then if they're playing and they win, I think it's cool. But I don't sit there and watch the game as a proud former Chippewa. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So as a Spartan, you know, even with a big school, we've had these games, you know, games where you knew you had no chance in the past. And with football, it's been, you know, you matched up against Alabama. We've matched up against Alabama a couple of times. You knew we had no chance. I mean, the first college football playoff we had, I felt better about the chances there. And then at the end of the halftime, you're like, oh, no, this is not going well at all. They had a game against Alabama before. One of the Kirk Cousins-led teams, I believe, that was a really good Michigan State team, or a pretty good Michigan State team, got mashed up against Bama in the bowl season. And Bama's record wasn't very good because they had injuries. And then Bama got healthy. And they were, when they're healthy, they were like the best team in the country. And that's who Michigan State had to play then. And at the same
time, was it Saban's first year at Michigan State, maybe his first game? They played like either a great Nebraska team.
They played Nebraska. I don't think it was his first year. No, it wasn't his first year.
Okay.
But it was, it was 1996. They played Nebraska, and we just got
hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen games like that. I think Florida State was in there, too, at some point. Just got hammered. And you knew it going into it. So I guess I can kind of speak to this as well, even though I'm not part of the small school thing.
Right.
There were games that I knew Michigan State was going to get involved with and just get hammered.
But
I knew they were going to get hammered against Michigan last year. I knew they were going to get hammered against Michigan in previous years, before Mark D'Antonio was there. And you just, it's...
But there were a year. But there was a
that's
year.
That's different because that's rivalry.
But there
that's
was. But there was a year you probably thought they were going to get hammered by Ohio State.
Well, yeah,
Columbus
I was at the game in Columbus in 1998 when they were 28-point underdogs and they won the game.
So that you're still at the same conference level. It's like for Michigan State, like basketball wise, you know, they've had teams come in for those games all the time. You know, once in a while they'd win. Was it Texas Southern? I think beat them one year or whatever. Anyway, but when you are the the team that's supposed to get trampled as a fan. You just want them to be, like, respectable, that type of thing. That's about it. Like, Oakland at least has, like, one NCAA tournament games, as we know.
And they had huge one last year.
My school's only been to three, okay, and they've lost. And, you know, but I did have that one moment, but it was a year where we knew that the team, and this is going way back when smaller schools like mine, you know, in the same conferences like St. Joe's and Temple and LaSalle, they were good teams, even though they weren't. Where we beat Patrick Ewing in Georgetown out of nowhere. We went to the NIT that year, so we weren't a horrible team. But that was like the most unbelievable moment of my,
Rooting
for American University.
Yeah, you'll never forget if you were part of it. Like if you're an Appalachian State fan, obviously you're not going to forget beating Michigan.
Yeah.
That was huge. And there have been, teams in the tournament, the smaller teams have upset Michigan State. In the tournament, when State was a number one seed, or if they were a top three seed anyway.
Giddy Potts, right? Wasn't that the guy's name?
We've seen it, and it can be painful when you're on the other end of it. But the mentality of the small school fan going up against a big school and a powerhouse, how do you, as a fan, kind of process that? What goes through your head when you're getting ready for it? Like with what we have tomorrow night, specifically with Oakland U, on their way to Kansas to take on the number one basketball team in the country. Now, maybe Oakland U fans are feeling a little bit different, maybe a little more chesty because of what they did to Kentucky last year.
Right. But it's a completely different team.
It's a different team.
Because they lost his best player to the portal. I mean.
Yes, it's a different Oakland U team. Yes. Yeah. But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. How do you process that when you know that your team is supposed to just get trucked? How do you process that as a fan? Do you watch the game differently? Does it make you want to be there for the big game, just the big game atmosphere? Or how does that work for you?
I mean, if I had realized in advance, I might have tried to schedule a trip because I've never been to inside the Dean Dome. So that would be pretty cool to see. But other than that, I'll just watch it. Maybe it's on the ACC network tonight,
Maybe. Well, there's a lot going on tonight.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a head on here is, where are your eyes going to be watching tonight? I mean, you got the Pistons playing in a cup game.
That's right.
It's a cup game. Big game against Toronto. Toronto's all banged up. Pistons have a legit shot of winning their second cup game.
Yes, they do.
And plus, the Pistons are a better-looking basketball team. It's a much better-looking product this year than what we've seen the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Red Wings playing late tonight in Anaheim, taking on the Ducks. You've got Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul tonight on Netflix.
Right.
And you've got American
taking on the Tar Heels of North Carolina.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us. We want to know what your mentality is as a small school fan going up against a big school, or just when your program takes on one of the blue bloods and you know you're going to get hammered in the game. You know it's just going to be awful. How do you address the game mentally? 248-539-9797.
And here's the other thing. Do you bet on or against your team?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Oh, I know. I've been burnt by that.
That's a whole other issue. Bringing in the gambling aspect. Mm-hmm, we'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.